One day I was walking back to my dorm from gym class. I was still in my sweaty clothes and looking forward to a nice warm shower before lunch. While I had been in class, it had started raining heavily, the torrent hinted at by the steady sound on the metal roof. When class was dismissed and we all headed towards the glass entry of the Loose Center, it was evident that we weren't going to make it anywhere with any semblance of dryness. So I did what any other mature, prudent college student would do. I took off my tennis shoes, stuffed them into my backpack, and ran out into the rain, making sure to land heavily in the large puddle that had formed at the base of the steps leading to the building. At first, I capered down the path, splashing and generally enjoying the world that God had given us. But I soon became aware that God didn't put us here alone. There are a surprising number of worms on any college campus. Just like us, those worms have a sense of self-preservation. Just like us, they would rather die after a nice, long life surrounded by their grandchildren after a successful career in whatever it is that worms do, than be stepped on. But, unlike much of the human race, they are rather low to the ground. Rain is a lose-lose situation for worms. Either they stay in the drenched soil and drown, or they can squirm onto the pavement and risk getting stepped on by some unwitting college student who has to get to class on time. It's not as if we plan to step on worms. It just happens. I am willing to bet all the pocket money that this poor college student has that you have stepped on at least one worm sometime in your life. Okay, so either way, you don't get any money, but you get the idea. When I was heading back to my dorm that day, though, I didn't want to step on any worms. It would have been gross in bare feet. So I was more careful. And it's the same thing with the environment at large. It's not that we want to be harmful to the ecosystem. It just happens. But if we are connected to the real world, if we take off our shoes in a metaphorical sense and really take time to be in nature, look at wildlife, or spend time in the backyard garden, we have more of a passion for not hurting it. We'll have true zeal for the world that we live in, not where the rubber meets the road, but where the bare feet hit the pavement.